Is offline content marketing possible?
Entrepreneurs are the most stubborn, passionate, and creative people on earth. But running a business is tough, lonely, and oftentimes thankless. So how do you keep from going nuts while doing everything necessary to grow your company? Today, you were meant to hear this. Brian J. Pombo helps overworked owners and executives break through the frustrations and rekindle their passion. These are the principles, strategies, and tactics you can use to overcome obstacles and rediscover your absolute dream business. Here's Brian.
Hi, I'm Brian Pombo. Welcome back to Brian J. Pombo Live. Today I wanted to talk about content. I mean, we talk a lot about content marketing here. It's kind of the growing term to refer to a lot of the things that I teach companies how to do. And so I wanted to kind of bend your mind a little bit and think more about the broad sense of what content marketing is all about. Can you do something that's mainly referred to just on the digital end of things, right? Can you do that offline? Well, of course you can. It all started offline. Content marketing has always been around. What is content marketing? Content marketing is having some type of content that provides value unto itself. And then on top of that is a marketing message. So a whole lot of what you're watching on YouTube is content marketing. Guaranteed, one way or the other. They're trying to sell something. They may not be selling to you directly. They may be getting paid by YouTube. But in general, it's content marketing for somebody. In a sense, everything's content marketing, even if you think it's just entertainment. But here's a great example. What I'm holding here is one of the first newsletters, paper newsletters, that I received and it's called the No BS Marketing Letter. This is what I received, what at the time was called GKIC, now is the No BS Inner Circle. And this is from April of 2012, when I first came in contact. This was really the first time I had really thought about direct response marketing being a separate thing. I've always known about it to some extent because I've experienced it in different advertising and everything else out there. But when I read one of Dan Kennedy's books in January and February of 2012, it changed my life. And in a very short period of time, I became an acolyte, I guess you would say, and subscribed to his newsletter. Became part of the club. Now, in this newsletter, you can see it's good size. I mean, you pay for this, you got 24 pages back in that day. It's very simple. It wasn't very flashy back then. And it's got an article by him. It's got advertising. Well, here's the table of contents. It's got some more little smaller articles directly from Dan Kennedy. Examples of advertising where he discusses kind of the principles, marketing principles that are shown throughout. He has ads for, here's an ad for one of his books, but it's built into the content. So it's content, it's useful stuff, and you can see the highlighting and everything. This is all done by me. It's all useful, fabulous information, but at the same time, it's selling you other things. Here's another article by another guy. This is Dave D, who was working with them at the time, and a whole article by him. So he's got other people writing articles. Here's one by Doc Nielsen. Here's one by Rich Sheffrin. A lot of these people still out there, quite a lot. Alex Mandozian. So he had a whole lot of other people writing articles. Lee Miltier. Fabulous stuff. Here's one by Ryan Dice. Those of you who are familiar with him from Digital Marketer. Yannick Silver. So many of these names still very present out there. Dr. Charlie Martin. And so one thing after another, all fabulous content at the same time. I mean, at the very end page, here's all the different things that you can purchase, the value ladder that you can build your way up within the GKIC system, you know, ways that you can go further and further by paying more money on a monthly basis, right? I mean, that's what it's all about. If you've got any type of club like that, you have to allow people to pay more if they want more. So and of course, another article on the back. I mean, value on top of value on top of value for people, for someone that isn't interested in this, this is as good as toilet paper, right? For someone who is interested, it's like gold. I still have it. I don't throw it away. It's valuable to me. It's useful to me. Not to everybody, but for me, it was worth what I paid for it and more. It's not just about newsletters. Newsletters are fabulous. You can do newsletters on a monthly basis, on a quarterly basis. That's a way of physically getting out information. Still, to this day, print still works. You have to know your market. You have to know if they'd be up for it. And you have to have information that makes that makes a solid point by being in print, right? Here's another one. Newspaper. This is not an average newspaper. This is a this is one that goes every door, direct mail. So it hits every door within a particular area. I've talked about this guy before. Richard Emmons created the Josephine County Eagle. Fabulous little piece that goes out monthly. What's it have? It's got advertising in it. And it has just local political information and stuff from both from politicians and editorials. It's still content marketing of some form in a different way than we're used to. Yeah, it's got newspaper. It looks like the old style newspaper, what we're all familiar with, or most people are. And but at the same end, it's coming in through the mailbox. It's coming in a different way. You could do this in the same way that you would do a newsletter. A book. I've got a book, 9 Ways to Amazon Proof Your Business. What do I do with this most often? I mail it to people quite often. Sometimes I'll give it to them physically, but more often than not, I mail it to people. And it's content marketing. It's offline marketing. The whole thing is full of a huge amount of value to you in terms of if it's the type of thing you're looking for. If you are a business owner or executive and you're looking for ways to make your business basically competition proof by standing out, by showing yourself as being completely different from the competition, then this is the book for you. 9 Ways to Amazon Proof Your Business. You can get a free copy at amazonproofbook.com. So you get a digital version, sure. You could also buy a physical version there after you've gone past the free digital version. Or you can go to amazon.com and get one. Still content marketing. I have offers in there for people to go the next step and find out more about the other tools that I offer businesses. Content marketing is virtually anything. At the same end, digital allows us to do it for free. Social media allows us to do it for free. Not completely free, still takes time. If you really are going to want a lot of eyeballs and you really want to hit a specific crowd that you don't already have access to, it's going to take money. It's going to take a little bit of advertising here and there. But there's ways to get to people. There are hungry crowds out there that want what you have, one way or the other. If you're already selling a product or service, you need to be using content marketing to get your message out there more and more often. It's going to be worth your time and effort if you're doing it right. And we talk about that here, and I'm going to be offering more opportunities on how to learn how to do this, how to train somebody to do it on your staff. So stay tuned or to check out more. Start with my book. Start from there, and we'll take you the next step. Step by step. It's a short book. You get it, like I said, free copy, amazonproofbook.com. You have a great night. We'll see you tomorrow. In the meantime, get out there and let the magic happen.